My name is Wes Winnem, and welcome back to Season 2 of the Scaling Software Teams podcast. Last season, we talked to engineering leaders around the world. We heard stories of triumph and failure from startup and scale-up leaders of all stripes. This season, we wanted to do things a little differently. A pandemic and economic downturn is upending our organizations. We want to give you an engineering leadership survival guide. This season is that guide for your team. We'll start by exploring the transition into management with Lara Hogan. Lara is the former VP of engineering at Kickstarter.
As you scale, you kind of find the cracks in the system. One big one that I see a lot is people defaulting to giving advice and teaching the people that they work with and maybe explaining to them how they could work on their project or how they can meet a deadline. That's what I'm going to call like mentoring skills. People defaulting to mentoring skills over defaulting to coaching skills and sponsoring skills.
From there, we'll talk about the difficult process of aligning our fully distributed teams with the VP of engineering at Base.
One of the overarching things in creating a high-performing team is helping to set the tone and the expectation on what do we value, right? Like, what do we call success? And then giving people like a level of autonomy. Like, to me as a manager, it's also, I felt really grateful to be given that sort of thing, because it's like, it's no longer go implement this widget, right? It's, hey, you are a smart and capable product team. Figure out how to move this KPI.
Jason Evanish is the founder and CEO of Get Lighthouse. Jason will school us on running the perfect one-on-one.
You want to have regular one-on-ones with people. That's all about kind of opening up lines of communication, you know, give and receive feedback, coach them up, listen to them to understand what they need to thrive, and, you know, work on some various performance things and helping them get promoted. And then the third thing, which often gets talked about in one-on-ones, is career development. People want to grow.
Jill Wetzler is the head of engineering at Pilot. Jill will teach us how she developed a team of strong leaders when she was at Lyft.
You could start to see that like certain people were having all of their time sucked up by folks who needed just like one-off help. And so we really had to think about, as we grew this team, and this team was responsible for everything, how do we actually figure out how to scale helping people with how to use these tools most effectively while still like shielding my team and giving them space to grow and actually like build new services and new functionality. So we were growing really quickly when I started. The rest of engineering was growing really fast. And that, I think, posed a really interesting challenge.
Finally, we'll end the season with an honest look at some of the toughest subjects. Zach Coleman was employee number 9 at GitHub. Zach will teach us how to fire more humanely.
People's expectations of who is a good employee or why is this person a bad employee, I think that's fraught with people have bad perspectives on people sometimes, and they think that it's all very high stress. Like, again, I have to do this quickly. And you don't actually step back and realize like, okay, what are we doing that is putting this person in a bad position? You know, can we deal with their different approaches or their different strengths? And, you know, that's the thing I think it's frustrating to see a lot of companies just fail on that over and over again.
And Kevin Stewart, the former VP of platform engineering at Fastly, and Denise Yu, a senior engineer at GitHub, will talk to us about racial and gender bias in tech.
There were people that I noticed across the organization who either were in positions of power and sponsored folks or people who were being sponsored by various folks. And the way their careers moved over the years, I think, was directly influenced by that, along with them having mentors that they could actually turn to and say, I'm struggling with this. How can I help? I have folks that I could talk to, but I think there was a ceiling as to how much I was going to be able to get out of them before it formed into a true mentorship type of relationship.
During one of my early jobs, I was one of two Asian women who had just started at the company. And the other Asian woman didn't look anything like me, that she was Vietnamese and French. She was probably a foot shorter than me. We wore different glasses. We had different styles of dress. We looked completely different, you know, different hair lengths, like different in every sense of the word. Like if you put us side by side, there is no way that somebody would mistake us for sisters or anything like that. But anyway, I was waiting at the elevator bank going home on my, you know, one of my first weeks at work, and the CTO of the company comes up to me and he says, "Oh, how are you finding it here, Vanessa?" I was like, "I'm not Vanessa. I'm not Vanessa." It was so awkward. I didn't really know what to say. I think I just was like, "Oh, I think you should ask Vanessa." I don't even remember what I said at the time.
This season, we're here to equip you with the resources you need to thrive in these trying times. We're going to get through this together. Together, we can scale software teams. I'll see you next week with our first interview. Until then, keep on scaling.